99.1. 99.1. 92.3 is FM Talk.
It's 44 degrees in Reno and looking good out there. Sunny skies. Checking the traffic. Let's see if that crash is still holding up traffic. Yeah, it is. Okay. Pyramid. This was an injury crash. It's Pyramid Way and Ironwood Road. And that occurred just about an hour ago, folks. No, this is a new one. Oh, my gosh. What's up with Pyramid Way? The other injury accident crash on Pyramid Way is at North McCarran Boulevard and Pyramid going eastbound. I'm John Potter, live and local. Hey, Sonny. Sonny, you there on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sonny. Sonny from Sonny's Trump Store. And by the way, stick with us, folks, because Sonny is going to be giving away a $200 package of Trump collectibles after our interview. Sonny, could you turn your radio down?
Actually, I think that's his phone. If you can turn his God off a speakerphone.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, anyway, Sonny, I walked by your store. I do these morning hikes. I saw it. I thought, wow, this is interesting, but I forgot where it is. Where is Sonny's Trump Store?
We're located at 1504 U.S. Highway 395, number 6 in Gardnerville, next to Woodhead's Diner in the LL Realty building. We have a big sign right off 395. It's easy to find.
Right. Okay, so this was on my drive from Death Valley then is where I saw it. I'm a big fan of Woodhead's Diner and their salad bar. But anyway, Sonny's Trump Store, you're keeping it open after the election, right, Sonny? And why is that?
Because the Trump movement's very popular, and my store is more popular than ever, and everybody's so happy. So I'm going to be working there and keeping it stocked full of merchandise, and everything looks good in the future for everybody.
What hours and days is your Trump Store open, sir?
We'll be open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 6 p.m., and sometimes on Sundays.
All right, on the main drake in Gardnerville by Woodette's Diner. I think you're the upstairs, aren't you? Or are you just next to it? Yeah. Okay.
Upstairs next door in the LL Realty building.
Run through the items that you sell there, Sonny.
Okay, we have flags, T-shirts, coins, bracelets, bumper stickers, Trump pins, T-shirts, Trump out the front switchblades, and so many other gold foil money, Trump cowboy hats, car flags, California and Nevada Trump license plates, other switchblades and butterfly knives, high capacity Surefire 60 round AR-15 magazines, and lots more Trump playing cards. Trump shot glasses, anything I can find Trump related, I try to buy it and keep everything stocked. And a lot of people enjoy the store, so I just keep trying to order whatever I can.
And you just do a search, you find this stuff, you bring it to your store. Who manufactures all these goods? And don't tell me China, Sonny.
Yes, most of the stuff does. I do have a t-shirt guy in San Jose who does most of my t-shirts, but yeah, I've had my own Douglas County for Trump hats made. Also, I could crap a better president, but it doesn't quite say that with Biden on there. So I have my own stuff made, and I'm going to create my own stuff too. And I'm getting more Harris toilet paper because we sold out of that real quick. So I have
you
more
sold out of Harris stuff. Toilet paper real quick. Okay. When did you open the Trump?
On the Jordan Klepler TV show from the Reno rally at the GSR.
Yeah.
The Daily Show.
You've been
I was just told that we were on the show there, so that's kind of fun doing the rallies.
You're talking about the Jon Stewart Daily Show? Were you on that?
Well, I think his name's Jordan Klepler, but yeah, they showed Pulse of the Rally.
Yeah, Jordan.
On YouTube, but yeah.
Right, Jordan's one of those fake reporters on the Daily Show.
They tried to make us look bad or whatever, but Trump.
They poked a lot of fun at you. I haven't seen the episode. I'm sure they were there to poke fun at you. But, you know, you got a thick skin. I mean, have you had any negative reaction from people who are, like, just so incensed that there is a Trump store that they go in there, give you a piece of their mind? Have you received any of that, Sonny?
I haven't had it in the store, but when you do the outside stands, it can be dangerous, and people could act like they're going to run you over or threaten you or whatever. But for the most part, you know, Trump people are great. I used to, when I didn't have a credit card machine, I used to tell people, here, take the merchandise, and when you see me again, just pay me. And some lady told me I'm not going to be in business, and I was just like, I never had one person not come back. So, I mean, it's just been great, all the Trump people and meeting people and making new friends. You know, it's been fun.
I doubt there are any really very many Trump stores in the country, especially now after the election. When did you open the Trump store in Gardnerville?
Probably about 5 months ago.
Oh, wow. And how much business have you done?
I've done pretty good. I was told I was going to fail being upstairs in the second level, but I've done, with your advertising and everything else, I've done pretty good, and word of mouth and everything, and people seeing my stuff. So it's doing pretty good now.
And, well, let's talk about, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. Go on.
Let's talk a little bit about you and politically here. What inspired you? It wasn't all business, right? You weren't just thinking, I'm going to use this guy to sell stuff and make some money. What inspired you, Sonny, to take such a financial risk, especially before we knew who would win?
Well, I support Trump all the way, and I used to sell Trump merchandise. And this year, I never encountered more opposition to selling stuff and being messed with and hassled everywhere I went. And this guy in a blue Prius with a bike rack, he caused me problems too. So because of him and other things going on, there is now a permanent Trump store in Gardnerville. And the Trump movement is like no other. So I'll be open probably for 4 years, because every Trump store just stays busy because people just love them and people are happy and got everything to look forward to. So I expect to be in business a long time, or at least through Trump.
Well, you got to especially get that person with the blue Prius in the rack there who hates
you. Yeah, I do it for all the people who yelled at me and screamed at me and everything else and threatened me. I do it for all that too. Just everything they did to Trump. I was pissed when they did that to Trump, so that's another reason I opened my store. I was like, I'm going to do everything I can to show Trump support. And there's a huge amount in Gardnerville and Minden area. But I've had a lot of people come from Reno who hear your commercial. So it's just been great. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think
it's
you picked a really good red area. I don't think there's anything more red besides Gardnerville, Minden, than probably Esmeralda County. I think you'd make a killing in Esmeralda County and Eureka, Nevada.
Correct.
from what I saw there. Before the store, Sonny.
I've been told there's people in San Diego that were selling Trump hats and Democrats were buying them. But I used to joke that I couldn't set my Trump stand up in San Francisco or I'd be attacked before I could even set it up. Someone would stab me, shoot me, run me over. So,
probably.
But yeah, definitely Gardnerville. Definitely Gardnerville is a nice town.
Well, listen, I don't know of any other, and I'm not talking just those who won the race for president. I can't think of any other candidate for president who has generated so much product. He's not on TV hawking it, but they run TV commercials on the overnights at 2 a.m. for Trumpy Bear, the teddy bear. That's Trumpy Bear. Do you sell that?
I've sold them before. I don't have those now. But you're right. There's never been a movement like the Trump movement. And Fetterman said the amount of support in Pennsylvania was astonishing. And on a back road, a 100-foot Trump store just appeared full of stuff. I thought that was funny. But you're right. Trump, there'll never be another person like him. And all the merchandise I have and everything else, it's a great movement. And the people who love and support Trump in our country, it's great, and there'll never be another store like my store and the Trump merchandise. I can't see another politician or anybody else running that's going to fill a store up full of merchandise like the Trump store. So only Trump could do something like that.
This is Sonny from Sonny's Trump Store in Gardnerville, in that little shopping center right above Woodette's Diner on 395.
Right next to Woodette's,
okay. Sonny, do you have the Trump Bible? I see commercials for that, too.
I do not, but I'll look. I keep trying to get more merchandise, and I'm going to create my own merchandise. I still have some Sonoma County for Trump hats, and I had my own police Magna blue line hats, and I still have some of those left. And J.D. Vance did his rally in Reno, and someone was filmed behind me, behind him wearing the hat. So I had that hat made in honor of the police, the blue line. It's all black with blue letters.
Sonny, are you going to be open on Monday? You know, it's Veterans Day holiday. Are you open Monday?
Yeah, I'll open.
Good.
It's a great time. Trump's elected, man. Everybody out there, man, let's show support for Trump and everything. So yeah, I'll be open.
So you've been to the rally. By the way, you say you're going to make your own Trump merchandise. This is you don't have to pay a franchise fee or anything like that. He's a public figure. You can really do a Trump anything without paying royalties. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I mean,
hey man, if he contacts me, I would give him some royalties, man. I would love to see him and support him and help him in any way I can.
All right. Listen,
I would totally help Trump out if I could. I mean, if they hear this, I tell them to reach out to me.
Listening to you, I can say, and I believe you're not in it just for the money, but you're doing very well with the Trump store on 395 in Gardnerville. So we're going to do one more break with you, Sonny. Hold on. I got to take a break here. Folks, you have questions for Sonny and about his Trump store, 884-9910. Hang in there, Sonny. Be back with you right away here. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1018.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local. Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. I mentioned earlier, Reno better have a Veterans Day parade. I haven't heard much about it, but thank you to the person who let me know they are having the Veterans Day parade in Reno. It's going to be on Monday.
Monday, the 11th at 11:11 a.m. At the same time that Virginia City is doing theirs on C Street. Reno is doing theirs between Liberty and 6th Street.
Yes. So Monday, 11:11 a.m. And you can, what I like to do is while they're all waiting to start the parade, you walk up to these fine folks and talk to them in their little parade vehicles. And so it's a great experience to be downtown. Also, Virginia City, good for you. Kudos to you for having a Veterans Day parade again on C Street Veterans Day. Okay, back to Sonny. He runs the Trump store in Gardnerville, which is right by Woodette's Diner on 395 there. And we're going to give away at the end of our interview here a $200 package of Trump collectibles. Did we lose Sonny? Craig, I don't see it on the...
Yes, we did lose Sonny, it looks like. Let me see if I can get him back.
Okay, do that. And
speaking of getting him back, he just called back in. So there's Sonny.
Oh, there he is. Okay. He's a busy man, folks. Busy man. Even after the election, he's selling a lot of Trump products and collectibles, and he's thinking of making some Trump products himself. Now, Sonny, you mentioned you've been to the Trump rallies. I'm sure this probably gave you the idea that I can make a great business selling Trump products. What were some of your adventures going to the rallies and other places for Trump?
It's been a lot of fun, but I mainly just stayed around the Reno area and local around Gardnerville area. And I did his rallies 4 years ago here, but the Reno one was the only one that he did closest to me. So it was nice. Unfortunately, the Douglas County Airport event was canceled because I was looking forward to doing that event.
So what was it like at the Reno one?
Oh, it was fun, man. It was great seeing all the people. I must have sold like 500 hats. I would have loved to see inside the GSR all the MAGA people. The parking lots filled up. Everybody was so happy. It was a fun time.
Yeah. Boy, it makes me think back to the time I went to Sonny, I'm an old man. Richard Nixon running for president, and I went to the rally in Rochester, New York, and 1972, or 68. I don't know which one it was, but he was like just like 6 inches away from me as he was walking through the aisle. And boy, I tell you, what a thrill that was and what good vibes people had at that thing. I haven't been to a rally since, but it's a fun time. It really is. So now that the election is over, what are your plans for the store, Sonny?
To stay open and keep it stocked full of merchandise and create new merchandise and keep it up and going and expand out with whatever I can.
Any other plans for the future, my friend?
Probably to find a 67, 8, or 9 Camaro for around $5,000, a project car that I can slowly fix up. Just that and probably the store and my family. I'm good.
What year Camaro are you looking for?
A first generation, a 67, 68, or 69.
Oh, my gosh.
I like old cars, and I'm looking for a nice Chevy project car.
A Camaro, man. I'm a Mustang man. Mustang. Always had
a
Mustang.
I have a Mustang. I'm selling. I got a 71 Mach 1 I'm selling right now.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's get to this $200 package of Trump collectibles. Describe to me what is in this package that we're going to give away momentarily. What's in it, Sonny?
5 hats, 5 flags, a Trump necklace, 4 Trump coins, and a MAGA bag fanny pack.
Tell me about those Trump coins. What are those?
They're gold or silver. They don't have any monetary value, but they're just like a Trump token. And I have a bunch of different ones. I have one where he looks like Rambo with a gun on him. I might have sold out of the Race Fist coin, but I have more on those I just ordered. I have a lot of different coins, and whoever wins it, if they can always come into my store, and I'd exchange it out for different coins or flags or hats. Because I have a lot of different inventory, and I just want whoever wins it to be happy.
All right, we're going to give away the $200 package of Trump collectibles. We'd like to make it easy for Craig in Carson City. So what do you say, Craig? Shall we just take caller 3?
Sure.
Caller 3?
Don't,
yeah,
text her. Let's do text. Let's text her number
3. Text. That's so easy for you. Yes. Text. Texter number 3 will win the $200 Trump collectible package. And you know what, Sonny? Craig is going to get that winner's name and their, ID information, and they will come to the store and claim their prize. Is that okay, Sonny?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I did get one text earlier from Josh in Reno. It says, I was at the Trump store yesterday, meaning Friday. He says, amazing. Everyone should go and support.
Very nice. Sonny, let me ask you this. What is the wildest, craziest Trump item that you sell in the store?
It could be the Trump out the front switchblade. I mean,
the what now?
I have a Trump out the front switchblade, a rather large one.
And a Trump
quite
switchblade.
Popular. I just ordered 50 more of them that I'll be selling at the big Reno gun show coming up in a week or two.
What made you think of all things to sell a Trump switchblade?
Well, I love everything Trump, so I'll buy everything. But I also like weapons, so of course I'm going to have a Trump switchblade.
Well, there you go.
Anything that'll sell that I like, I'm going to get.
And it's what, etched with the man himself?
It says Trump on it, and it's real nice and has a silver blade, and it comes right out the top. And it has a window breaker on it, and I sell a lot of them, and I have 50 of them for the big Reno gun show coming up at the Nugget.
Okay.
I'll be selling all the Trump merchandise at the gun show, but the knife is one of my – that's probably the craziest thing. I mean, I have butterfly knives and other switchblades and the high-capacity Surefire 60-round magazines, but otherwise I wouldn't say nothing's crazy. I have the dog pooping on Harris flag. I didn't
the
put
dog
my
poop on Harris flag. Okay.
Yeah, there's a Labrador dog bending over pooping, and it has Harris's name underneath it, and that's a pretty good seller. Also,
that
the fight flag.
A wonderful birthday present for somebody. today, what are you? Because people listening are inspired to get some of this Trump merchandise. What are your hours today, Sonny, at the Trump store in Gardnerville?
It's going to be 10:30 to 6, but as soon as I'm done talking to you, I'm gonna go to the store. So I might be a little late, but I'm
all right.
going there.
You go, Sonny. Go to the store and open it up. I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you for the $200 giveaway package to one of our loyal listeners. Gotta sell those dog pooping on Kamala flags. And
everything's popular, man. Things are good with Trump being president, man. So I see a bright future for everybody.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for devoting a half hour and for the $200 prize package. Craig, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. We have a winner. And there it is. Josh S. He is our winner today. And we'll get him in contact with Sonny.
Yes, you'll do that, right?
And he says he's heading to the Trump store right now. Love KKFT.
All right, folks, get there. You don't want to miss your chance and have that dog pooping on Kamala flag to sell out. And if it is, there's that Trump switchblade. All those products at the Trump store in Gardnerville on 395 by Woodett's Diner. Thank you, Craig, for that. Send that info to Sonny. And we're done. That's great. Awesome. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to do open topic. I have a car battery shopping story in Reno. I have a lost phone. Don't ever, ever lose your phone. I lost it for a week. And definitely talk about the aftermath of Election Day in Nevada. 884-9910. Be happy. I'd be honored and privileged to talk to you on the phone, 884-9910. And hopefully we'll go to those phones after Fox News. And if we don't get phone calls, I will I'm sure you can talk more intelligently than me. That's why I ask for these calls. Being honored, as I said, to speak with you. Going to break for Fox News right now, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:31.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
So we're up to, welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. We're up to 48 degrees right now in Reno. Very nice. When I was walking here, it was like 33 degrees outside. There was ice in the curbs, and now it's glorious. It's just wonderful. Sunny skies, not as smoky or hazy like we had yesterday morning from that controlled burn. So it's another beautiful, beautiful day. Don't waste it. I don't usually talk about wrecks on the road, but I don't know what's up with Pyramid Way. We had a bad one earlier this morning, and now we have another, and this is an injury crash. Pyramid Way and Ironwood Road. This is going northbound on Pyramid, and in Sparks, we have a wreck, North McCarran Boulevard at El Rancho Drive, right by the Office Depot there. So two big wrecks, beautiful weather. There you go. And yes, speaking of the weather, this here in Northern Nevada is car battery buying season. You have an older battery, it really slows down in the cold weather. Everyone who feels their old battery is not going to make it is out there buying now. So I looked up the battery our truck needed because I had to go shopping for a battery too. And our truck, it's a simple American 2018 pickup. It's not even that big. I look a short bed and, you know, I looked up what type of battery it takes, and I called my favorite longtime Reno mainstay auto shop. We all have our favorites, and their quote for a new battery for this new battery installed for this American pickup truck, $460. What? No, for real. $460. I can tell you're doubting me, Craig. It's the real deal.
Well, I think you got ripped.
Okay, well, I went hunting. That was the high bid.
Yeah.
But Craig and I have talked about the diesel truck. We had a long discussion. First surprise I had with a diesel truck was the DEF, the diesel emission fluid that you have to buy, and you better buy it, because if it gets low in your truck, the truck is going to punish you and take you down to 20 miles per hour, which you don't want to do on lonely Highway 50 like what happened to me. So now, this is the battery model is the Group 49 AGM. What model battery does your truck use, Mr. Craig?
I don't have a truck.
Well, you have some big vehicle, right?
No. I have a Nissan Rogue.
Oh, okay.
One of the mini SUVs. Yeah.
See, I'm all upset and I can't think straight because of this situation with I haven't even gotten to my phone lost for a week.
Are you still searching for a battery? Because a friend of yours, Aaron from Showtime Magazine, had a clue for you.
A clue?
Yeah. You remember Aaron from Showtime Magazine in the 70s?
Yeah, I sure do.
He says, hope you found Tom and his Revolt battery exchange at 309 Kitski as a happy ending to your car battery story.
Well,
if
now you
tell didn't,
me. Now.
You should check him out for future reference.
Now he tells me. I never heard of it. Okay, let me write that down, Tom's. Okay, well, anyway, so I keep calling. Listen, we can't afford $450 for a new battery. So I kept calling around, and I found one place that that battery and the install, $280. All right, keep looking, keep calling. Another place, $259. I finally decided to walk into tire stores, and I walked in the tire store, and all the batteries are on display. This one is $79.99. This one is $89.99, and there's one for $109.99. Then the Group 49 AGM, $229. And I finally walked into Costco, and I bought theirs for $200.28. And by the way, folks, the time to go to Costco is the Reno Costco. If you don't like waiting in long lines, the time is Tuesday at 3 p.m. Because I tell you this because there was one day, and I can't be alone on this. It had to be a Saturday, right? I'm not lying. I couldn't go in. I mean, you couldn't. You just couldn't. Parking. I could not find a spot. It's sometimes like the pictures from Tokyo. You know, that's what it reminded me of. People as far as you could see inside. Well, anyway, they have the checkout mastered. That's good. But Costco, they don't install batteries. Oh, well, that's okay. I'm a man with YouTube. I can do it. I couldn't. There was no way. There were latches and screws you couldn't get to that holds the battery at the bottom. You need a special ratchet wrench to get the handle off. And there was a cover on top of the battery that just, you could not take this thing off. So I called a good friend of mine who knows car stuff, and he had to go on YouTube. and the guy on YouTube was saying, I don't know why they have this screw here, but he did it in 1 hour. Why? Where's my 73 Mustang? 2 minute battery change. Bam. I don't know who's to blame for this, but the Group 49 AGM.
Anyway, Blake has a reason for that. If you go to.
Oh, I'm dying to hear this. Let's go to the phones. Blake, I'm so glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John, it's Blake. No, long time, no talk. Just real quick, I wanted to point out why that battery does cost more than others. And it's those three letters. That AGM stands for Absorbed Last Mat. It's a different type than your lead acid battery that, you know, you guys grew up with. But one thing that I do want to caution people about as well, if you are going to change your own battery out, make sure that your newer car doesn't need a battery saver to be plugged into the OBD2 port, or else you could lose some really important information on your vehicle along with those radio stations.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That happened with the other car, the older car. We replaced the battery at a very bad time to do it. It was like 2 weeks before our smog check. And I think I told the story on the air. We put the new battery. I put it in myself because it was simple. And everything, the data was all gone. And when I went in for the smog check, they said, we can't pass this because it has no data over the past 50 miles that you drove. Yeah, I know that. You learn the hard way, my friend. But tell me, Blake, what was wrong with the lead-type battery? What? Why AGM?
Well, that's the blessing and a curse as well. You know, with newer technology comes higher prices. But this newer battery technology does help with our climate. I know a lot of GM vehicles, the newer ones, they're switching to them now as well. It's better for the, you know, you want to get the longevity out of it. And if it's able to stand up to the climate, I'm willing to pay a little bit more. But goodness gracious, they've gotten out of control now.
I've had batteries for 4 years, years ago, before the AGM was invented. And that's fine. Why complicate things and make them so incredibly more expensive? And I knew somehow this would come down to the climate.
I'm surprised they don't have a computer in them and hook up to your Wi-Fi on your cell phone so you can diagnose your battery just from your cell phone.
I lost the cell phone for a week, and you
know
that.
Oh,
you're rubbing that in.
Yes, I am.
Blake, thanks. Thanks for calling. It's been a very difficult week. Election night was the only bright spot, but even I could not celebrate that at home because I'm not alone in this. My partner, my wife, is dramatically different from my politics, and we get along fine. We really do. We don't talk politics, but I know so many couples who have polar opposite political views, and it works out fine. You know, sometimes I walk by their houses, and there will be a Trump sign, and a couple of feet away, the Harris sign. And it's a wonderful world, you know. That's all I can say. All right, that's enough about my battery woes. Up next, my lost phone woes. Folks, this really messed me up bad. We'll also talk about Election Day locally here in Nevada because this is live and local. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1047.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1.
And 92.3.
FM Talk. KKFT.
News. Talk. True.
John Potter live and local, 884-9910. Folks calling up asking for more details about Sonny's Trump store in Gardnerville. And one important thing we didn't get to mention, Craig, what is it?
It is his website. And it is sonnystrumpstore.com.
Sonnystrumpstore.com. All the Trump merchandise in his store, too, but also online on that website. I'm personally, after that interview, I am torn between buying the Trump switchblade or buying the Trump Bible. I'm a complicated man. For the person who just Facebook messaged me and said, you should research a diesel truck before you buy it, because this is the second issue I've had besides the DEF. The fluid, and now the $220 battery. Listen, I wish I had had a radio talk show host tell me about this before we bought the truck. Why do they make it so difficult for diesel trucks? I don't know. Also, let me get this off my chest. I left my smartphone in a restaurant 4 hours away a week ago. We were coming in from Death Valley. We stopped at a great place in Bishop, California. And I think it was the takeout containers. You know, they occupied my hands when we left the restaurant, and my smartphone with two credit cards and ID attached to the back of the smartphone, I left on the table. And of course, I didn't know this. I discovered it missing 200 miles after I left that restaurant. And I called on my wife's phone in a panic. I called the restaurant. I mean, our whole lives are on these things. And the guy said, yeah, we found it. And I said, oh, man, I need that. I guess I'll turn around. I'll get it. And the guy says, no, we can send it to you. Oh, really? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I said, I'm sending you a $50 check the minute I get home. And I did it. And 4 days later, nothing. And I called the restaurant back. You know, I tried my best not to sound too desperate. The guy says, okay, I'll give it to the manager. They didn't quite get the urgency, but I finally got it last night, praise be. But honestly, I am floored by how amazing it is, how I could not do anything without this thing and the two cards. I couldn't pay bills. I couldn't get texts. I couldn't go out and buy things. For a week, I truly felt like my physical self was actually back there where my phone was. I was so mentally confused. As I said, we forgot to watch football at home like we love doing. I forgot the Monday game. I forgot the Thursday game. I came in here to do news on KKFT each morning, and Craig will attest to this. I botched, three newscasts. I couldn't concentrate on my writing. I couldn't even find the microphone button once. I was all messed up. They call it smartphone because the smart part of you goes with it. I think. And this was such a bizarre out-of-body experience this week, and I never want it to happen again. The people texting me, and I cringed as I read those texts when I finally got my phone back, and I pissed off a lot of people ignoring them. But that nightmare is over. On to the next one. We are, again, just like we were in 2020, where folks were in the middle of mail-in vote counting season. It's a new tradition. They don't want your photo IDs. It's all about mail-in ballots with thousands of incorrect and screwed up mail-in ballots. But we're not alone in Nevada, because Arizona is estimating 10 to 13 days after the election date to figure out all the votes. And then finally to post their election results. I don't know how long it's going to take with us, because we have thousands of votes, maybe in Washoe County alone, that need some signature verification because they don't like picture IDs, you see. And finally post the final election results. Nevada, who knows how long it's going to take? They have one job to do every 2 years, and it's amazing. With today's technology and machinery, they're counting and sorting papers like teachers sorting through SAT tests in the 1970s. It's really inexcusable. It's not all the registrar's fault. It's the complications and intricacies that come with mail-in ballots. Well, anyway, thankfully, Nevada Question 7 requiring voters to provide photo ID in person or more ID if voting by mail, that passed with over 73% of the vote. Listen to the people there. It's got to be voted again before it becomes law. And listen, I predict the mail-in ballots to everybody, it's going to be disbanded in my lifetime as a failed experiment. And my lifetime, that's pretty soon, folks, because I'm 70. See, yes, on election day, I voted Taft for president, and I'm still with the Whig party. Question 3 for open primaries and ranked choice voting lost out in this election. I'm quite sure it would have been passed this time if they had made it, and this was their huge mistake, if they had made it into two separate questions. Number one, open primaries, popular. Number two, ranked choice voting, confusing and unpopular. But open primaries would have won. Absolutely. Anyway, We're going to go into the latest numbers again next hour. We have the Secretary of State's web portal open. That is the source. And there are some races that are still close, and I'll give you a full update next hour. Anyway, thank God the voice of the people was heard. Thank God the election was fair. Thank God a broad section of Americans of every kind and color reminded the elites that they, the people, in fact, still run this country. And thank God our republic survives. We want America to be America. A light to the world and the greatest nation ever. And at the ballot box, we got our way. And we will do what we wish, no matter what Oprah and Barack and Taylor Swift have to say. America has won. The world has won because of the wisdom of the American people. And I can't tell you how great that felt on Tuesday night. But I couldn't really show it then because... because somebody in the House was very unhappy with those results. Won't watch a newscast since. Well, she watched the BBC news last night. She's taking baby steps. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Be back after Fox News. Local election results next. 99.1 FM Talk.